Okay, so we are listening to what some people might call slightly dissonant music. We're hanging out with Charles Donlin, the executive arts editor with the Santa Barbara Independent. Hi, Charles.
Hey, Larry.
All right, so this is another Arts and Lecture special that's coming to Campbell Hall.
Yes, a really cool group. The Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir and the Tallinn Chamber Orchestra. And they'll be here Friday evening, November 16th, 7 p.m., Campbell Hall. Probably 40 plus strong on stage, and really amazing kind of otherworldly music, certainly for Western ears, definitely a different kind of harmony, and really, really beautiful arrangements, and just another example of how brilliant the programming is for arts and lectures out at UCSB in terms of just bringing us stuff that, you know, we might never otherwise experience.
All right, sounds good. We have a protege, I guess, of Jack Johnson, who's, I guess, opened for Jack Johnson before, you were saying, who's going to be in town tomorrow night.
Yes, John Craigie at Soho, 8 p.m., and he has become quite a mainstay at Soho and just in the area, thanks in part to Jack Johnson and the exposure he got there, but also thanks to a really great series of records that he's been producing out of a big house up in Portland, Oregon, where he lives.
I hate the morning for every possible reason, except for the chance I get to try again.
If you like singer-songwriter, kind of folk-influenced rock, then you definitely want to check out John Craigie at Soho Friday night.
Let's head over to a couple of art shows that are happening. The first one is an artist who lives in Ojai who works in some different ways, I guess, kind of mixes astronomy into a bit of his work.
That's right. Russell Crotty is one of the most important artists in Southern California. He grew up in California, came out of surfing, and at a certain point became very interested not just in the waves and the ocean, but also in the stars above. This new show at Porch Gallery in Ojai is open through December 18th, and it's called Remote and Curious Worlds. And it's a kind of mix of things because it's both influenced by his study of the remote worlds of the stars, but it's also about observations that he's made as a surfer of the oil rigs offshore. It's fantastic. It's kind of sci-fi influenced. And I just really like this guy's art. He's really one of the most important artists in our region.
Sounds good. And the other one, I guess, is one that works, a guy that works in a lot of mixed media, light boxes and other things to deliver some somewhat complex messages.
Yes. The Museum of Contemporary Art Santa Barbara has a terrific show up right now. Kota Izawa, The Crime of Art. And he is a digital artist and digital animator from Oakland. This show is kind of about art theft and art vandalism, but it includes some really dazzling work that he's done with a digital stylus and then also two really amazing video installations. So very worthwhile. And through February 3rd, so you got plenty of time. Museum of Contemporary Art, Santa Barbara, second floor of the Paseo Nuevo in Santa Barbara. Kota Izawa.
Velvet Jones continuing their streak of bringing some rappers and hip-hop artists into their den, I guess, if you want to call it there. And an artist who, I guess, got a bit of a start on a talk show, became kind of a spectacle that kind of kicked off her career.
Yes, she did. This is Bad Baby, and she's going to be at Velvet Jones on Sunday night at 8 p.m. You may remember her from her breakout internet meme, Cash Me Outside, which is something that she said to the audience on a Dr. Phil show. And, you know, it's incredible the strange routes that people take to stardom these days, because I think she was on the show because her mother said she was out of control. Well, she's still out of control, but now she's quite a well-known recording artist.
I know you're gonna be the one that's gonna hold me down. When it's time to put it right, you know I'm always wrong.
She will undoubtedly say something or other that's very shocking on Sunday night at Velvet Jones, Bad Baby.
All right, sort of taking the Kanye West approach. And I guess if you're going to be on Dr. Phil, you're pretty much out of control anyway.
Yes.
All right, Charles Donlin, the executive arts editor with the Santa Barbara Independent. Charles, thanks again.
Thank you. I'm going to make you love me.